Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This is like an episode of Mission Impossible right here.
I know. This is so exciting because we have like limited time and I'm not even going to wear headphones because I have to hear when the doorbell rings and my plumber comes back. Hey, listen, let's not get to that. Yeah. Let's just get to the show. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. And also the crappy men and women who listen to this and watch the videos, because not every man and woman is a lady or a gentleman. So I want to include everybody. Okay. I want to be inclusive.
Okay, I mean, yeah, some people might be crappy, but that sounds a bit judgy.
I'm not being judgy. Listen, you listeners and viewers, you can be as shitty as you want to be as a person, and you're still allowed to listen to this. I mean, a lot of you are just fucking assholes, and you can listen to this anytime you want. It's free.
Why do you assume that our audience has a lot of assholes?
I'm not assuming. It's just that's the way the world is. There's some great people and some people who are just okay, and some people who are just downright shitty. And I mean, what are the odds that everyone listening to this podcast is an amazing person?
No, okay. Odds are there are probably some that are shitty people.
That's exactly what I'm saying, and yet you're calling me out.
But I would bet, because they're our audience, it's less. It's a smaller percentage than
you know what?
People.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that everyone listening to this podcast is an amazing person. And I don't care what you say, Craig, because I don't want to insult our listeners. I think they're all amazing.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's not that you're going completely opposite of what you just said.
I'm just saying, you can call them whatever names you want, but I think they're excellent people.
Listen, here's what I think. I think if you are a shitty person, you are? Hmm? Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, no, I was just making hand gestures. Had nothing to do with what you were saying.
Okay, why were you making hand gestures?
Sometimes I just like to interact with my hands.
Mm. Well, a gesture tends to communicate something. That's what a gesture is.
I thought a gesture is like when you do something nice, when you attempt to do something nice for someone. Like, well, at least he made a nice gesture.
Well, that's a nice gesture. Yeah, but a gesture is just a physical way to communicate.
Huh. Do you remember when kings in the court had their gestures?
Yeah.
And they'd entertain them?
Yes, that's a jester. Yeah.
I think now you're just changing the pronunciation.
No, I'm changing it to the way you're supposed to pronounce it. Yes.
Okay, all right. So when I do this, I'm making gestures.
Well, when you do that, I don't know what you're doing when you do that.
Look at me. I'm stuck in a box.
Okay, you're kind of miming, except you're not supposed to talk when you mime.
I'm doing a mime. Hi, I'm a mime. Who put this box here? Oh, I'm stuck in the box. How did I get stuck in this? How can I? I can't breathe in the box. I'm suffocating
miming,
in the box.
You can't talk when you mime. That's the whole point.
I know, because there's no air in the box.
Right. That's not.
That's why mimes can't talk.
Yeah, yeah.
And sometimes, have you ever seen a mime get caught in a windstorm? Oh, my God. No, it's no wonder they can't talk, because that wind is so hard, it's blowing their words back into their mouths.
I completely forgot what... I had several things I wanted to say, and I don't remember what they are anymore.
Then my job is done!
Yeah. So wait, so we have to stop at some point, because your plumber is going to come back.
Yeah, right? I've had a plumber here this morning. We've had some plumbing issues. One of the things, I think everybody who has a house and a child will understand this. Sometimes you call the plumber because, you know, there's a drainage pipe that goes out to the curb and you're like, why is water just coming out to the curb steadily? It's been going out for days, like almost a week. I think we have a leak in the house. We're just wasting water. And then you realize that your child was playing with the hose in the backyard and they didn't turn the hose all the way off and the hose is sitting right by the drainage area. And so basically just water has been coming through the hose and then under the house and then out to the pipe. That's what's going on there. But, I, you know, I figure while the plumber's here, I did have some other stuff for him to do.
Yeah. Okay.
Although I must say this, and I know you're going to be really proud of me. So, you know, sometimes I do my own plumbing work. There's certain things that a person can do with YouTube tutorials and certain things they can't. And and one of the things I did is our dishwasher was filling with water, like when it was off. I was like, well, God damn it. And I did some research, found out it's most likely the water inlet valve. I ordered one for $16, replaced it myself in about half an hour.
I have never been more bored.
I know, but you're impressed.
Right. Yeah, I'm impressed. I really
$16.
Good for you. Good for you. But
a plumber would have charged me hundreds for that.
That's good. I'm proud of you, Greg. But so the plumber was there, but had to go get a part, and is coming back.
Yeah. There's something else I'm having him do. There's two other plumbing issues we had that I just couldn't tackle myself. So and luckily, I didn't even know I was missing two parts. It was one part, and then a second part. He just had to go get one part. But while he's getting that, he's getting another part.
Okay, cool.
I just like saying the word part.
I know you do. It's interesting.
This is the part of the podcast where I say part.
I tell this story to my daughter. I make up a story with two characters named Gweep and Shboop. Names that she made. And one of the refrains, one of the common jokes we do is... Gweep will ask Shboop, what's your favorite part of something something? And he'll always go, oh yeah, my favorite part is the part. And she laughs so hard.
You see, because part is a hilarious word. I'm so glad that your daughter understands that.
She does. She does. But anyway.
Not a lot of daughters understand that.
Now, we decided to do this episode in between when your plumber is here. So far, I think every episode we've done is when a plumber has not been at your house, correct?
Yeah, but you know what might be fun? Here's what I'm thinking. So at some point, probably about 20 minutes or so from now, the doorbell will ring and the plumber will be back with his parts that he went to get.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking when that happens, I'll just keep it rolling and then you take over the podcast. I let him in. He goes and does his plumbing magic. And I come back and we do some more podcasting until we finish it. Unless it takes him longer than expected. Like, let me give you an example scenario in which he might not get back before he finish. What if he goes to one plumbing store and they don't have the part that he needs part?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Then he has to go to another one, takes him extra time.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one that's a very mundane possibility. Sure.
Oh, man. We should call this episode the Mundane Plumbing Discussion.
I love it.
Make a little note of that.
But we decided to start this even though the plumber may come back and interrupt, because we are important people and we only have a certain window of time to do this podcast, right?
Man, do you ever look through that window of time? It freaks me out.
Because
it's like you're looking into the future and the past at the same moment.
I don't know what window of time you're talking about.
I'm talking about that magical window of time that opens, and then you can see all of the timeline, and where you are on the timeline,
Greg,
and then
not
you
everyone,
see before it and after.
Not everyone has that. In fact, no one has that unless you're the only one who has that.
My house came with one.
You should got a little
button you push, and then it opens the window
call
of time.
Some kind of authorities and figure out what's going on there, because that seems dangerous and disturbing and magical.
You know, maybe I'm just thinking about the timeline because I just finished last night watching Loki. We had not seen season two. So we watched season one again because it's a complicated show. So we watched season one again. By the way, season one, very, very good. Until you get to He Who Remains, that guy, Jonathan, whatever the fuck his name is, who was a horrible, horrible actor and convicted of assault. And so now he's fired.
I saw that before his whole cancellation. I loved his performance.
Oh, you're kidding me. I think he's a terrible actor.
I thought it was great. It was very odd, but I liked it.
I just think it was an actor like, look at my choices. I'm doing weird stuff. I'm acting all weird for no reason.
Yeah. Okay.
God, I mean, especially when he was like, when they went back to the past, and he's like, my choice for this character is I'm going to stutter, and I'm going to say every word like
this. I didn't like his...
This.
It's like, oh, I didn't like his performance as much in season two. But sorry, did you not like season two?
Season two is not as good as season one, but it had some good episodes, and I liked the ending.
Yeah, I liked the end. I mean, I haven't seen season one in so long, I forgot. I can't compare them. Well, compares to you, though, Greg.
Oh, that is so nice. Yeah. Thank you, Prince / Sinead. Sure. Two people who are both deceased.
Okay.
Boy, you're old when Prince and Sinead O'Connor are both dead. That's how old you are.
That's the universal age check.
Yeah.
Are Prince and Sinead O'Connor dead? Okay, I'm old.
Then you're old.
They've been asking that since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. So, anyway.
Mm.
Season two. Yeah, I liked it. And the ending is great, for sure. And,
the ending is great. Let's not ruin it for folks, though. Don't tell them what happens.
I don't want to call him Short Round, but Short Round was... Yeah,
that's what I always call him also. Like, Short Round's great. Isn't he great? You can't understand every word he says. His accent is very thick, but he's great.
I loved him. Yeah.
Short Round. I would like to give a little thanks right now. We have three different viewers who have submitted some AI artwork, and I'm going to release some of those on Patreon. I think with this episode, a bunch of AI artwork that are for us to use. And we, first of all, Razor Blades had submitted a thing where two guys are in a lettuce patch talking to each other, I guess about lettuce, while surrounded by lettuce. And they didn't look like us. Yeah. And you commented like, this is great artwork, but they don't look like us. And then Adrian Weber stepped in, and Adrian decided to do some cartoon images over those images and make them look like us, which is amazing. So Adrian did a great job. And then Mark W. Gray started messing around with AI and sent a bunch of other images. So I'm going to share all those on the Patreon with this episode.
That sounds good. Let's share what our robot overlords have made.
Yeah, absolutely. So thank you to Razor Blades, Adrian Weber, and Mark W. Gray for all that AI artwork. And thank you to the AI robot overloads. And I also want to thank...
Overloads?
That's Greg. What I said, yeah.
This is how you sound. Thanks, robot overloads. That's how you sound right now.
Well, maybe everyone else is pronouncing it wrong. Did you ever think of that, Craig? You know, you didn't think of that, did you? Like, maybe Greg's the first one to get it right. And it is overloads, and it's not overlords.
I didn't think of that because that's ridiculous.
But you know what? Turns out it's true. By the way, I want to show something that only our people watching on YouTube can see. And listen, don't tell them. Don't tell the listeners what they're seeing. Check this out.
Okay.
Check this out. I'm not going to tell them what this is, but this is an extra part that I bought for the dishwasher that I didn't need, so I'm returning and getting a refund.
So you told them what it is. You told them.
When?
But they still have to, just now, but they still have to go to the video to see what it looks like. So
that's so true. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Because you didn't describe it.
We got a review. We got another review, and this is a legitimate review on Apple Podcasts from someone in Australia.
You don't have to do the accent. You don't have to do the accent.
No. Called themselves Definitely a Person 2. This is from Definitely a Person 2, 5 stars. They say, quote, I am a person. Thank you so much for clarifying.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know one of the hosts of this show also has a show on called Bad Movies Live on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms every Friday and Sunday nights? Friday at 6 Pacific and Sundays at 5 Pacific, where they watch bad movies with special guests, and it's a lot of fun. Also, this episode is sponsored by Bob Hope's Secondhand Soap. Thank you so much, Definitely a Person, too.
Yeah.
For that.
So
that's I'm not even. That was very. I'm showing you. This is real. Look. It's real. Right there.
I see that. Yeah.
Right there. An absolute real thing that came out February 26th. I just want to show it on the video to prove that I wasn't making it up.
Yeah, no, I didn't think you were making it up, Greg, but I do know. I can't help but notice how much it feels like an ad. That
And that has nothing to do with me, because I was not going to promote Bad Movies Live, which is a fantastic show that I do on Twitch. It's a live stream where we watch bad movies with friends. And it's hilarious. So I wasn't going to promote that. And I don't have anything else to say about it other than it's on twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Stop it. Did anyone review, did anyone have a review and mention Wheezy Waiter or my YouTube channel? Or
I don't think reviewers do that. Yeah, I don't think they're interested in doing things like that.
Like what? Like mentioning.
Like mentioning you.
The things that we do.
Like mentioning you and what you do.
Oh, mentioning me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're more interested in mentioning Bad Movies Live on Twitch.
Okay, reviewers, let's see what you got. Let's see what you got, reviewers.
Oh my gosh, it is a call to action from Wheezy Waiter. That's what's called a call to action, folks. He's calling you to enact some action.
Some people like to call me youtube.com/wheezywaiter. So.
Huh.
Yeah.
That'd be a weird thing if someone walks up and goes, "Hey, I know you. You're youtube.com/wheezywaiter.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. That happens.
And some people might even go, "Oh, I know you. You're youtube.com/channel/wheezywaiter.
Because
that's an alternate way you could do it if you want extra typing.
Yeah. Some people are more thorough that way. But the important thing is, I have a YouTube channel. It's called Wheezy Waiter.
I'll have to check that out sometime. I've never seen, what is it called? YouTube? Never seen that.
Greg, you are a big deal on YouTube, and you just put up a whole Super Bowl commercial video, series of videos, and took over the site pretty much.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't recall any of that. That doesn't sound like something I do. I mean, I make comedy material. I don't understand why
it looked like a bunch of work. It's weird that you would have forgotten.
I don't really know what you mean, but
okay.
You know, more power to you.
Craig. You ever go back to a YouTube video and not remember having made it? Like, I have made so many videos. I go back and I look at many of my videos. I'm like, I have no idea what's going to happen here.
You have a terrible memory.
Well, I just have a lot of videos, Greg. I have a lot.
I've made over 1,000 videos, and I can remember every single one. I'll name them all for you right now if you want.
Okay.
Well, there was the first video, the second video.
That's not the name of the third video.
No, I'm just telling you, like, I have about 1,300 videos, so give me some time. I'm going to get through all of them.
Yeah,
there was the fourth video, followed by the fifth video, then the sixth video, and then after that, I was like, I think I want to do the seventh video. And then,
what happens on the seventh video? What happens in the seventh video?
It doesn't matter what happens in it. I'm just naming them. I'm not going to describe them for you. It's going to take too long. Then the eighth. Look, I got over 1,300 videos to get through. Give me some time.
Okay. All right. I'll
wait. The eighth video, then the ninth and the tenth, followed by the 11th, and then the 12th, then the 13th video. Then the 14th video.
Sure.
And then I skipped.
Did you do this?
I skipped 15.
Okay.
And I went right to the 16th video.
Okay.
Then I released the 15th video.
Okay, why out of order?
Sometimes you just want to mix it up a little bit, you know? Sometimes you're like, hey, let's surprise our viewers. They're expecting the 15th video.
Sometimes you want to mix it up, but maybe not like that. Like, it's like you're writing a book, and you're like, maybe I'll put chapter 7 in before chapter 6.
Have you never read a book that has their chapters out of order? Have you never read one of those?
Not in a way that is unintentional. Like, if they just, like, have a full story and then they just move the chapters out of order without any narrative reason for it.
I'm sorry. Did you never, like, play a CD on shuffle just to mix it up a little bit?
Yeah, that's different than chapters in a book.
I do the same thing. Sometimes I read a book on random. I'll put it on random. It'll mix up the chapters. Sometimes it'll throw in some chapters from other books. I mean, I like when it's really random.
Are we talking digital books here? Are we talking...
No, just paper books, you know?
Okay. And you know what? There should be, honestly, aside from your ridiculousness, there should be an actual app that shuffles your books for you, digital books, e-books.
Yeah.
That'd be something. Just
you can copy and paste, like take the whole book, copy and paste it, put it into another paper book, and then click randomize, and it'll randomize all the words, and you'll have a totally new book.
No, new story.
New characters.
That's not how reality works. That's not, we don't have books that do that. No, actual physical books. No.
We don't have books that do that. That's just, that's the way you correct. No. We don't have books that do that. Yeah, that's not reality. Thank you anyway, Greg, for your input.
That's right. Hey, listen, you want to hear some lettuce news?
God damn it. Yes, I do. I can do without the cursing, though.
Okay. That's what you did. Yeah. Oh, there's a TikTok. I don't know. I'm just reading the news right now. I don't even know what I'm going to say. There's a TikTok seed harvesting trick.
So really? Like the sound of a clock can help you harvest seeds?
No. TikTok's an app. Greg, you know what TikTok is.
Yeah, I know what an app is. It's short for appetizer. So you go to a restaurant, you order the sound of a clock, and you are so full, you're like, can you cancel the entrees? And they're like, sorry, they're already in the system.
Mm-hmm.
We've already charged your credit card. And you're like, how? I didn't even give you my credit card. And they're like, we have it from last time. And you say, but I've never been here before. And they're like, this is not how improv works, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so that's called denial.
Okay, wait, so you're improvising at this restaurant? I don't...
Oh, look, all of life is improv. We're all constantly making our lives up as we go along, aren't we?
Yes. Yes, and...
Exactly. And if more people did that with their lives, wouldn't that be better than, nah, hey, you guys should get masks and you should wear masks and maybe get some shots to prevent getting COVID from going to the hospital. Nah, see, life would be so much easier if everyone went, yes, and we'll keep our distance from other people.
But you shouldn't also blindly just do what you're told either.
Yes, you should. And,
okay, all right.
And you should like it. Yes, and. Yes, do what you're told and like it.
Okay. I mean, there's situations where people of authority might tell you to do something that's really stupid and you shouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
Well, Nazi Germany.
Okay. All right. You found the one thing.
The one thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you know what? I'd agree with that. In fact, you know what? Just cancel everything that I just said. Just forget all about it. Let's just remove it.
I mean, but evidence does seem to show that vaccines work very
well. Hang on a second. So the plumber's back. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right.
You keep it going.
Okay. Bye. Hey, guys. Well, I guess the plumber's back. Can we imagine what kind of conversation Greg is having with the plumber right now? The plumber shows up and he's like, hey, I got the part. I gotta go fix it. I gotta go fix the plumbing, bro. And Greg's like, oh, hi. Did you know that I have a show called Bad Movies Live on twitch.tv? Now I'm advertising Bad Movies Live. And then the plumber's like, I don't care. I just gotta get the plumbing done, Greg. And Greg says, how'd you know my name? I didn't tell you my name. Oh, I mean, person I'm helping. And then Greg... He's like, well, come right on in, sir. Hey, would you like to eat some food? And the plumber said, yeah, I'm kind of hungry. And he goes, here's a giant plate of tuna. And the plumber said, oh, my favorite. And then now Greg's back. So what happened, Greg?
How did the conversation go? I want to hear the rest of the story. This is a really good, I heard plate of tuna.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. Well, I know. It's done. The story is done now.
That's it?
The plumber, the plumber went and fixed the plumbing, and then Greg came back here. So what actually just happened?
Well, turns out that he was able to go over to the nearest store, and a little hardware store, if you will, and they had both parts that he needed. So he came back very quickly.
How long was he gone? 15 minutes?
Maybe 25 minutes.
Huh. I mean, that's kind of what we expected, isn't it?
Well, I mean, this is L.A. Usually everything is 20 minutes away in L.A. There's that joke. You know, I don't know if you remember the movie Clueless.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I remember.
You know, starring Dan Hedaya. Dan Hedaya.
Odd choice of
That's who of stars star in Clueless. For, he's terrific. Clueless?
Yeah.
Dan Hedaya stars as the dad, and I think he's got like a daughter and she's got a boyfriend or whatever.
I wouldn't call it a Dan Hedaya vehicle.
That's a Dan Hedaya movie.
No. Okay, sure.
And in fact, yeah. Dan Hedaya is the one who has the famous line, everything in L.A. is 20 minutes away. And let me tell you something. When you live in L.A. and you see that in the theater, like I did, the entire audience erupts in laughter and applause.
Yep.
Because
you know what?
It does feel that way, that everything in L.A. is 20 minutes away.
I found that, in my experience, Chicago, it's like everything's like 15 or 20 minutes away, maybe 15. And then I go to L.A. and it seemed like everything was 37 minutes away.
Oh, that's not true. I think you took the wrong route. If you went the direct route, it would have been 20. Hey, here's the deal.
And then in where I live, it's like 7 minutes away.
Okay, all right. Now I feel like you're bragging.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, well,
which is not needed in this podcast.
I mean, come on. L.A. has everything. You got the best food. You got the best. I got to have something here. OK, I got to have something.
Yeah, you're
7 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it turns out that he went to a hardware store that was 7 minutes away. And then he was probably in there for less than 10 minutes. And then he drove another 7 minutes back.
7 minutes away. That doesn't happen.
I know. Well, that's just how. Hey, you know what else doesn't happen? Yeah. I've been to Chicago. I know you lived there. I've been to Chicago. Yeah. I did not see any toddling in that town.
Mm.
No toddling whatsoever.
You weren't in the toddle district. Yeah,
there's a toddle district in Chicago.
Yeah. It's where everyone toddles. Yep.
Oh man, you're right. I didn't go to the toddling district.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Yep.
What's that hotel I stayed in? It had that beautiful lobby.
I don't remember.
You know, old hotel,
the Ritz.
Huge grand lobby.
Carlton, the Grand Hotel.
They have a place called the Grand Hotel?
I don't know.
I mean,
the Waldorf Astoria.
It's called like the Powell. It has a name kind of like that, like a very.
There's lots of hotels.
Yeah, but this one has like this beautiful grand old lobby. It's in downtown Chicago or some other area because I'm not familiar with Chicago. Come on, what's the name of that place?
There's multiple old hotels with
beautiful
grand lobbies.
Beautiful place.
Yeah, I don't remember which one.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah.
What? Now it's time for the Patreon only bonus section starting now.
Okay.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
And that's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope you enjoyed it. You're always in the, you know what I notice? You're always in the middle of a sentence when I go.
I know.
When we end that part.
That's a weird. Yeah, it's a weird thing. It's like, it's as if you're controlling when we end the Patreon-only section.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't really understand it. All right, so listen, before we went off to the Patreon section, we were discussing what the Chicago hotel was that has the beautiful grand lobby. And honestly, I didn't expect to find it so easily, but I Googled those words and it came up the first thing. And I'm going to show a picture for the people watching on the YouTubes. Mm-hmm. It is called the Palmer Hotel, and this is what the lobby looks like.
It is incredible.
I mean, that's why I thought, like, oh, surely Craig is going to know when I say huge grand lobby. Like, this is an entirely special lobby. I stayed in this hotel. One time I was hired for an acting job, and they put me up in this hotel, and it was so freaking beautiful. Like, the entire hotel was beautiful, but the lobby, like, you'd walk in, and you just start peeing your pants. Like every time I would come back from being out, I would just walk in and just start peeing.
See, that's why that hotel isn't very popular for Chicagoans because it smells like pee. Because everyone's peeing when they walk in.
Well, look at the floor. You can tell how wet the floor is. If you look at this picture, the floor is very shiny. Yeah. It's because it's wet with urine because everybody walks in and goes, it's so beautiful.
And then the moaning is also really upsetting when you go in there.
That's why they had to take this picture probably in the middle of the night when everybody was asleep because they didn't want you to see a bunch of people with just pee stains in their pants. Yeah. Anyway, you should stay at the Palmer Hotel. Wear some Depends. It's a beautiful place. I think you'd really enjoy it.
It's also a Hilton hotel. I'm seeing.
It is owned by the Hilton now, but I have a feeling that when it started, it was owned by someone named Palmer.
Could be. I mean, I don't know what gave you that idea, but it could be.
So I say, if you're going to go to Chicago, I would say stay at the Palmer. Don't stay at the Emerson Hotel or the Lake Hotel. Thank you very much, everybody.
Okay.
An Emerson, Lake, and Palmer reference.
I don't understand. But there are lots of great hotels down there. You don't have to limit yourself to the Palmer. And you know what? You can stay at a different one and go to the lobby in the Palmer. You don't even need to stay at that hotel.
Well, I feel like that's cheating. I mean, I feel like it's cheating and lying, and I feel like you're being dishonest.
No. I assume they allow anyone from the street to come in to the lobby of the Palmer.
Nope.
No?
No, but when you walk in, there's a guy at the front who goes, are you staying here? And you have to go, yep.
Yeah. Is that goes, guy oh, from, like, okay, Alabama or something?
Okay,
like,
go ahead. You sounds, can go in. A, no, that's Mr. Palmer.
There's a southern drawl going. Okay.
No, that's Mr. Palmer.
All right. Oh, really? He's still kicking. That's good.
Yeah.
Good for him. Do you know where the first skyscraper was built, Greg?
Yeah, I sure do.
Where?
1433 Main Street.
Chicago. Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, in Chicago.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, so on the last episode, I did mention that only three people listened to our Patreon bonus section. And those three people... did leave a comment on Patreon.
Collectively left one?
Well, no, they each individually left comments. So okay. I want to give
Next
a shout out.
They should get together. They should get together and just like draft a comment together.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course they should. But you know, they don't know how to do that. And I don't think that Patreon allows that.
Three heads are better than one.
I guess that's really true.
Yeah.
So anyhow, these are the three people who listen to the Patreon-only bonus section. I want to give a shout-out to these three people. Congratulations to Adam, to Christo, and to Kevin Gooday, and to Husky Highlander, and Jeanette Mathy.
That's
and
five. Yeah.
Alice Dare McMillan, and That's Jesus six, yeah. Alvarez, and Mark Seven. W. Gray. Those Eight. Are the yeah, three okay. people who listen to the Patreon-only bonus section.
Yep, that's eight people.
So you're the winners. You guys are the winners.
Yeah. So it's good to know that at least eight people listen to our Patreon-only section.
I'm pretty sure I said there was only three.
Yeah, you said that, yes, but did you count? Did you count how many? Can you try counting?
You know, one thing I've never been very good at, counting.
It sounds like it, yeah.
I have never been very good at counting.
You want to try now? And you actually counted the you were counting the number of videos that you made earlier in this episode. You seem to be going.
Oh, you're right.
In order
I'm very
well.
Good at counting. I just realized I'm super good at counting.
Yeah. Okay. Huh.
So
are you
gonna
count
how many did you
comments?
Say there were? Three. There were three people.
Eight.
Eight.
You also sounds like you have a bad memory. But.
Yeah, I guess I do. You know what? Here's the thing about eight. An eight is just a three that's been closed.
Nah, depending on the angle of the middle part of the eight, like and the three, I guess. So it's still eight, though. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but here's the deal.
Yeah.
I feel like God. You know, I just realized I say here's the deal and here's the thing a lot on this podcast.
I actually do that a lot too. Maybe not on the podcast.
Well, here's the thing about that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about that. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Yeah. That's the thing.
Okay.
I feel that I've just blown people's minds because a lot of people listening to this have never thought to themselves, oh shit, I never realized that an eight is a three that's been closed.
I think a lot of people probably realize that, especially if you've ever looked at a digital clock. Like, I think it's pretty obvious.
Hmm.
But here's the thing. You know, when you say here's the thing, it makes whatever you say sound more important. People pay attention.
Here's the thing.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. See, I wouldn't have stopped to listen to you say all right. That all right would have been it just would have gone by the wayside.
Yeah.
No one would have paid attention
but
to
you're,
it.
But you're right. I made it sound much more important.
You sure did. Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
You sure did. Here's the thing.
Should we call this episode Here's the Thing? No, I kind of like the...
Yes.
I kind of like mundane plumbing discussion.
Yeah, Here's the Thing, though. Here's the Thing sounds good, I think. I think that
maybe
sounds
we
good.
Should call the next episode Here's the Thing.
Okay. Because we've set... Now we've set up the importance of that phrase.
Yeah. I think there's no doubt that we will be saying it again in the next episode.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I say it in Wheezy Waiter videos.
I'll be right back. I'm being called by the plumber. Go ahead and entertain the people. Talk about the plate of tuna again.
Well, no. Not the plate of tuna. We're done with that. Now what do you think Greg's doing? He's like, hey, plumber guy. What's going on? Do you need something? And the plumber's like, oh, yeah. The sprocket kind of fell out and hit me on the head, and I'm bleeding a lot. I'm sorry about all the blood. I may have several diseases as well, so stay away, stay back. But could you do me a favor and call some medical service of some kind to come here and take care of this? I'm bleeding a lot. I think I might be about to pass out. I can't use the phone because I'll get, you know, blood all over it. And also, do you have any more tuna? Because that tuna was delicious. Where do you get your tuna? And Greg's like, oh, I fish it. I go fishing every morning. I wake up and I go fishing.
To buy a plate of tuna?
To buy a plate of tuna. I go fishing at the grocery store and...
One time I went fishing for compliments.
Yeah.
I caught like three of them.
Really?
I have a picture because one of them was like this big.
Okay.
And for those of you just listening, I put my hands up.
Yeah, I think they probably know. Yeah. So what was the issue with the plumber?
Oh, he needed to know where the hot water heater was. He had to go turn off the hot water heater.
Oh, that's better. That's better
than
what I
assumed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm
sure people want to know, himself. Wait, why did he have to turn off the hot water heater? Oh, because the hot water shutoff valve doesn't shut off all the way, so he had to replace the hot water shutoff valve. Mm. And it's probably just a washer.
You got a lot of plumbing problems, huh?
There were several plumbing problems, but I did repair two of them myself. I repaired the dishwasher, and I did also replace a shower cartridge.
Told us this already.
I know.
Well, you didn't tell us about the shower cartridge.
I didn't, but that's why. If you just let me finish, yeah. I was just telling them naming the two things.
Oh my god, I'm just so bored by your plumbing skills.
Here's the thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Home repairs are pretty easy when you use YouTube tutorials, but they're never as easy as the tutorial makes it out to be. Because it's always a professional who understands all the things, and they forget to tell you some of the details. Like, if you've ever tried to, you know, repair something under, like, one of your sinks, you don't realize that the shutoff valves, like, one has to be turned to the right, and the other has to be turned to the left. Like, they don't tell you that. They're just like, yeah, shut off the water, and then do this. And you're like, why won't that why can't I turn this one? Because it turns the other way. There's a bunch of
stuff.
But
are all sinks like that or just yours?
I don't know. Maybe just mine. I don't know.
You can't. That's the challenge of the video maker. You can't, anticipate every possible scenario.
It's true. Right? They're like, just pull off this little plastic piece. And I look down and I'm like, I don't have that plastic piece.
Yeah.
And then you look at the comments of the video and then there's like 17 people going, I don't have that plastic piece.
Yeah, and then when you say that out loud, does he respond when you say, I don't have that?
You usually get a phone call, like, within about 20 minutes.
Or she, yeah, okay.
Yeah, you usually get, like, a phone call, says, I'm so sorry about the plastic piece, here's what you got to do. And then they explain it to you. That's what I love about YouTube tutorials. They're interactive, and they call you and help. They walk you right through it.
Now, how do you think they find the time to help every single person?
That's just the responsibility of a YouTube uploader.
Hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions.
Yeah. Maybe millions. If you upload a popular YouTube video, you're gonna make a bunch of phone calls. I know that I always do. I call everyone who leaves a comment on my videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, that could potentially be tens of thousands of people, right?
I am constantly on the phone.
Okay.
I'm on the phone right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, maybe. So when you call them, do you just let the call play while you're doing whatever, and then you hang up, and then you call the next person?
I don't have time to actually talk to them, but I do. Okay. I do actually dial their number. I call them up.
Yeah. Yeah. And how do you get their number? How
give
do
them
you
about 15, 20 seconds? It's just it's all online. If you
dialing random numbers.
No. If on YouTube, a lot of people don't know this, but it, on YouTube, if you right click on someone's username, it reveals their name, address, phone number, and email address.
Credit card or
credit cards, social security. Yeah. Or Soca Curity, whatever I was about to say.
Soca Curity, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, what's your Soca Curity number? Mine is 6.
8.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't realize yours was 2 better than mine. Man, now I'm jealous.
Just 2 more. It doesn't mean better necessarily.
No, more is better when it comes to Soca Curity. I know a guy whose Soca Curity number is 11. I'm like, how'd you get that one so high? I thought they only went up to 10. He's like, this goes to 11.
Yeah, but now why is it better then?
It's because it's just more.
Okay. More is not always better, Greg. What about golf scores?
Yeah, what about less is more, like with acting? That's my point.
Not always true, though. Sometimes you can be too subtle, I think.
Yeah, sometimes you got to let people know what's going on in that crazy brain of yours.
Yeah. But did you watch the Oscars, Greg?
I skimmed the Oscars. I never really watched them. We watched the 3-hour Oscars in an hour.
Okay. All right.
How about you? Did you watch the whole thing?
Yes. My next video is about the Oscars. So I watched from the beginning to end, first time in a long time that I've done that.
Wow.
And you know what? I enjoyed it. It was good.
I understand that this year, people who actually watched the whole thing enjoyed it more than people who just skimmed it, which I totally understand because we did skip over we don't care about this acceptance speech and we don't care about these musical performances. Turns out some of the musical performances were really good. I did watch the big Ken musical number.
Yes, that one was really good.
It felt to me like I was watching the Tonys.
Eyelash, as you say. That was really good.
Billy Eilish?
Yeah.
Didn't see that.
That was very good.
She's got a good voice.
Some of the, did you see the best, the funniest moments? Because some of them were very funny. Some of them were very good.
I saw the naked guy who came out. I understand that he's a famous star.
Yes,
I thought they just got a random naked guy.
Okay, sure.
They're like, hey, naked guy, come on out here and present a thing.
Right. No, he was a celebrity. Yeah, that's not how the Oscars work.
Do you know what was weird about that naked guy? John Canana? What? John Banana? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
John Banana.
The thing about John Banana is when he came out, I was like, I felt like I was looking in a mirror, you know, because his body looks exactly like my body.
You know, I've never seen you naked, but I have seen you in swimming trunks.
John Banana and I wear the same swimming trunks. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but maybe that's true. I didn't see him wearing those swimming trunks, but
I bet he shops at Old Navy.
Okay, so you're just assuming that's the only similarity here is that you both shop at Old Navy?
I'm probably thinking because you can get stuff so cheap and it's made by children in Sri Lanka. I mean, who wouldn't want that clothing?
Sure. But is that the only similarity between you two?
Thank you for pronouncing it correctly. Yeah, yes, that is the only similarity.
Okay. Yes, I agree because, he's got a way bigger physique than you do.
Wow. Yeah. Way to insult your friend.
You look lanky and weak, Greg.
That's not nice in the least. It's not nice at all.
I'm trying to sugarcoat it a little, but I mean, it looks like a light wind would blow you away.
It is because I've lost a good 20 to 25 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, that's good.
I'm a lot thinner than I used to be. Look, I actually have an angle here, whereas before it kind of went, kind of like this. Now it's.
I guess that's a good sound to describe for people just listening.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's that. I hope you guys. That was a bonus.
You saw the naked guy, but did you see the Kate McKinnon gag or the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Danny DeVito? Bit.
I thought the Schwarzenegger DeVito bit was horrible.
What?
Like
their deliveries were kind of weird, but
their deliveries were awful. That bit was about as good as Al Pacino going, "I see the movie."
No. Once when they included Michael Keaton, it was great. I loved it. I thought it was great. Sorry. But okay. Did you see the? You didn't see the Kate McKinnon America?
I saw the Kate McKinnon bit.
Spielberg. Yeah. I thought it was great. It was great.
That was pretty good.
I mean, I think watching them in isolation probably does make it lose something rather than watching
deal.
It. What, you know,
once once you've seen Ricky Gervais host the Golden Globes, and once you've seen Billy Crystal and Steve Martin host the Oscars, like everything else pales in comparison to those three hosts. In my opinion,
you're being a traditionalist now. You're being a traditionalist.
I don't think there's anything traditional about. I mean, those guys worked extra hard. Like Billy Crystal always had like big musical numbers, and he had like these great video, like these video sketches and things that would play.
Yeah,
like, and
I
they
agree.
Were so good, so good.
Billy Crystal was great,
and Ricky Gervais just like that
but
guy
I'm
would
not
say
even...
anything. So funny.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it at first. I feel like it started to get old for me, Ricky Gervais. His meanness.
You
I don't know.
Think Ricky Gervais is mean? I think he's full of love, but what he does is he says the opposite thing to let you know what he really means is the reverse of that and that he loves you.
Sure. I understand.
And speaking of he loves you, we love you guys. And that's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name has been and will always be Gregory Benson.
Now I'm going to do what Ricky Gervais would do at the end of his own podcast, I assume. He'd be like, fuck you all! And he'd laugh a lot. That's what he'd do. Yeah.
Jesus, Craig. Jesus. way to end this on a sour note.